South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. A Sydney personal trainer who was photographed topless at a beach without her knowledge was devastated to discover the images were circulating in group chats without her consent, and even more shocked to learn police were limited in their powers to punish those responsible. The issue has sparked warnings from academics and lawyers who say the spreading of intimate images online goes far beyond the practice known as revenge porn by jilted ex-partners, and the laws have some catching up to do. Lily Cook was left angry, hurt and upset after she found out topless pictures had been snapped of her and shared without her consent after a visit to an eastern suburbs beach with her sister on November 12th. Several hours after returning home, the personal trainer said she received a text from a friend asking if she had been topless at the beach, followed by what she described as a close-up photo of me topless at the beach. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A retired Army Major has called for Australian Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell to hand his Distinguished Service Cross back, and said if he doesn't, the government should take it from him. The call by Stuart McCarthy, a two-tour veteran of Afghanistan, comes amid growing anger amongst elite Special Forces troops after Gen Campbell demanded his senior officers surrender their own medals or show proof of why they deserve them. The move against his top brass follows the release of the Brereton Report in November 2020 into alleged war crimes in Afghanistan by Australia's Special Forces. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Ali Langdon held out for weeks before signing on to co-host A Current Affair after balking at a hefty six-figure pay cut proposed by Channel 9 bosses. The soon-to-depart Today co-host has been on a premium contract for the past 3 years as co-anchor of the Nine Breakfast Show, a role that has had her sharing a couch with Nine's highest-paid star, Karl Stefanovic, for 17.5 hours a week. Sources inside Nine claim when TV executives came calling with the offer for Langdon to replace Tracy Grimshaw at ACA, Langdon hesitated when told the primetime job, which equates to a much smaller 2.5-hour-a-week on-air commitment, would come with a hefty pay cut worth about $250,000 a year, down from her $1 million-a-year Today contract. And medical students will be able to take on paid jobs assisting doctors in hospitals under an Australia-first state government plan to dramatically bolster the health workforce. Introduced at the start of the pandemic as a temporary measure to deal with the unprecedented surge in patients, the Assistant in Medicine initiative will now be adopted as a permanent program. An evaluation of the scheme found it had not only benefited students by offering them experience, but also doctors. And those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.